I've often been asked, if God is real, why doesn't he show himself? As if all that's lacking for that person to follow Jesus is hard evidence. But maybe evidence alone isn't enough. If someone has already decided that there's no God, then they're obliged to dismiss the story that we're telling tonight as some kind of fairy tale. But this is no fairy tale. The consensus among historians, all historians, not just Christian ones, is that Jesus is a real historical figure. We're talking about events that actually took place in Judea in the first century. And the books that tell of Jesus' birth, the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, meet all the criteria for reliable historical documents. Clergyman by the name of J. John was once given a talk, and a heckler, hopefully there'll be no hecklers tonight, but a heckler shouted, "Have you seen God?" And he said, "No, but I would have if I'd lived at the right time. Have you seen Queen Victoria?" The birth of Jesus is a real historical event. Jesus was born. He grew up. He taught people about the kingdom of God. He said the kind of things that we might expect God to say, like, "Your sins are forgiven." He did things that only God could do, including bringing a man back to life who'd already been in the tomb for 4 days. And yet, in spite of all that evidence, when the time came, there were still those who cried, "Crucify him." If they witnessed all that with their own eyes and that wasn't enough for them, why would it be enough for anyone alive today? Oftentimes when people dismiss the Christmas story as a fairy tale, it's not that they've considered all the evidence and decided that it's not plausible. It's more the case that they don't want anyone to interfere with their life, not even God. Most people don't necessarily deny the existence of God, though. Many people I speak with believe in something, they're just not sure what they believe in. But even if we suspect that there might be a God, isn't that worth investigating? Because the existence of God would imply that we have been created by God for a purpose, that we're here for a reason. And if we're here for a reason, I believe we are, what could be more important than finding out why it is that we exist? And it comes back to that age-old question, the meaning of life. What is the meaning of life? Well, the Bible makes it very clear what the meaning of life is. We are here to live in relationship with God and in relationship with one another, but we can't get our relationships with one another right, and I don't just mean that individually, but in terms of nations and people groups. We can't get our relationships with one another right until we got our relationship with God right. So how can we know God? Well, the answer is found in the Christmas story. God has entered this world in the person of Jesus Christ. He has become one of us. He has made himself visible. Emmanuel, God with us. We can know God because we can know Jesus. But Jesus doesn't just show us what God is like. He also removes the barrier that stands between us and God. The angel told Joseph that Jesus will save his people from their sins. Because of Jesus, we can be forgiven for every wrong thing we've ever thought or said or done, if we're willing to follow him. Therefore, the only thing stopping anybody from having a right relationship with God is their pride. So this Christmas Eve, as we remember this phenomenal story of God becoming man, let us ask ourselves the question, do we need more evidence or more humility?